In our last video, we were discussing the Federal Reserve printing trillions of dollars and where that money goes. Today, we're discussing the impact of printing so much money. Welcome to Economics Made Simple. To help us learn more, Clint Dahl is back again. Clint, the Federal Reserve has printed trillions and trillions of dollars through the years. That has to have a major impact on our economy, right?
As we've discussed in previous videos, the Fed prints money to stimulate the economy. When there's more money in the economy, there's more money for banks to loan to help businesses grow. Today, let's focus on the impact money printing has on the financial sector. When we say financial sector, we mean paper assets like bonds or cash. Whenever the Fed prints money, the amount of money in the economy increases. The total amount of money in the financial sector can be shown by the M2 money supply. As you can see, when the Fed started printing money in early 2020, the money supply increased significantly from around $15.5 trillion to almost $22 trillion. You may remember from our last video that when the Fed prints money, they use the printed money to buy bonds. This increases the demand for bonds. As basic laws of supply and demand state, when demand increases for something of a limited quantity, prices tend to increase as well. Bond prices and yields move inversely. It sounds complicated, but it's fairly simple. When a bond price goes up, it requires a greater payment up front. However, the interest payment on a bond doesn't change. Therefore, over the lifetime of the bond, the payout will decrease. In simple terms, when prices go up, interest rates usually go down. In early 2020, when the Fed started printing money to buy bonds, rates dropped. A 10-year Treasury bond on January 1st, 2020 paid 1.88%, and by August, it paid 0.55%. This can have a major impact on government spending. It allows them to borrow more money for their spending programs because their interest is lower. This in turn can increase the national debt. These are some of the immediate impacts on the financial sector of the Fed printing money. However, it does not end there, as these effects can trickle down and have impacts on other areas of the economy.
Clint, the more we learn about the Federal Reserve printing money, the more questions I have. Now that we know how this affects the economy, I wonder how this could affect my personal life savings. I'd love to have you back soon to explain.
I'd be glad to.
This concludes today's lesson on how the Federal Reserve printing money impacts our economy. Be sure to come back next time when we explain how the Federal Reserve's money printing could impact your personal retirement savings.
Joe Montana here. Click subscribe now and hit the notification bell to stay up to date. You'll be glad you did.